AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Prosecutors plan to play Dylan Roof's confession today, day three of his murder trial. Roof is charged with killing nine black churchgoers last year in Charleston, South Carolina, in an effort to start a race war, say prosecutors. Snow, ice, and rain are causing trouble across the nation. A 40-vehicle pileup in Michigan left three people dead. The sheriff's office.
Due to the slick roads and there was a whiteout conditions that were going on at the time, we believe that was a contributing factor.
50 vehicles piled up on a snowy interstate in Ohio, injuring about 20 people, some of them seriously. The nation is remembering John Glenn, the first American to circle the Earth from space. It was 1962.
Godspeed, John Glenn. 2-1-0.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
John Glenn died yesterday in a Columbus, Ohio hospital. He was 95 years old. We are learning that even after President-elect Donald Trump moves into the Oval Office, he will retain an executive producer credit on the reality show Celebrity Apprentice. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden says the presidential election was so embarrassing, it's hard to talk to world leaders about the virtues of democracy.
It's been ugly. It's been divisive. It's been coarse. It's been dispiriting. And it was more a battle of personalities than it was ideas, in my view.
A blistering report from the World Anti-Doping Agency, which says that the Russian Olympic team, backed by the government, corrupted the 2012 London Olympics on an unprecedented scale. Its investigation finds that more than 1,000 Russian athletes from summer and winter sports were linked to an organized conspiracy over 4 years. This is AP Radio News. Okay, will fights break out on board airplanes if passengers are allowed to make in-flight telephone calls? Our Jackie Quinn wades into this controversy.
The Department of Transportation says it can see passengers being able to make cell phone calls on planes as long as the rules are clear, so no other customers are bothered if they're sitting next to someone chatting through the flight. An airlines trade group supports the idea, but the head of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, says allowing calls would be reckless. The union worries about fights breaking out between passengers who are disturbed by other people's conversations. The idea now goes to a 60-day comment period. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Today Show's Savannah Guthrie has given birth to her second child. It's a boy. Charlie Max Feldman arrived yesterday morning, 9 pounds, 8 ounces. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.